Workers for the City of Manitowoc who smoke will have to pay an extra $100 per month for health insurance. Manitowoc Mayor Justin Nichols says the city's trying to improve health and save money.
We're just continually looking at ways where we can drive down costs by being responsible and looking at the factors that cause higher health claims down the road or even current, and smoking is known to do that. So
some oppose tobacco surcharges because they impact lower-income people more, as they're more likely to smoke. Additionally, groups like the American Lung Association say surcharges don't necessarily work. Donna Wininski is a spokesperson for the Wisconsin chapter.
There's no documented evidence that surcharges discourage smokers from smoking. So it's just another barrier to people who want to quit smoking.
Tobacco user surcharges are becoming more common in the private sector, but they've been slower to catch on in the public sector. Governor Walker did include a $50 surcharge for smokers in the last budget, but later vetoed his own provision. Walker's veto message last July pointed to federal guidelines issued after he drew up the fee plan. Those guidelines allow smokers to avoid the fee by joining a cessation program. The City of Manitowoc will instead refund the additional money smokers pay for premiums if they quit. Mayor Nichols says programs will also be offered to help them do that. Shemaine Mills, Wisconsin Public Radio.